Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, July 24th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we sit before this microphone in our home office today here in rural Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, with a desire to encourage others. Today's message is titled, The Creator of the Ends of the Earth. That phrase is taken directly from today's scripture passage, which is Isaiah 40, verse 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
As often mentioned, we live out in the country, and evidence of the Creator's handiwork is all around us. Today's photo is a collage of morning glories. Ours are in full bloom right now, and we really enjoy observing and taking photos of the various varieties. Yesterday, a friend of mine, knowing my joy of flowers, gave me a mug that has morning glories on it, along with these words, "Good morning, glory, weave throughout the flowers."
One of my favorite writers is Max Licato, and over the years I've read many of his books. I recall a story I read many years ago in which he shares a conversation he had with a Brazilian farmer. The farmer lived in a very remote rural location, far removed from modern influences. Upon introduction, Max told the old farmer he was a missionary and explained that his work was to try to get people to believe in God. The farmer exclaimed, "What an easy job it must be to draw people to faith in God," as he gestured to the massive evidences for creation that surrounded him.
The issues concerning origins are a source of major attack on the historic biblical Christian faith. Regrettably, many feel they must concede in these areas in the face of apparent scientific evidence. The alternative views that are more, quote, scientifically enlightening, unquote, compel many to look to man's errant, finite knowledge rather than the God of the universe who has unfathomable understanding and infinite creative power.
But from Genesis to Revelation, the scriptures unwaveringly and unambiguously proclaim the work of the Creator. Today's text simply declares in this regard, the Creator of the ends of the earth. Today I choose to acknowledge the work of the Creator, and I declare, using a wonderful phrase from Revelation 4 verse 11, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being."
Let's pray. God, you have made your wonders to be remembered and appreciated. You are gracious, compassionate, and your presence is seen and felt everywhere, from the east to the south, the north. Let me do that.
I'm going to help my wife, and we are praying right now. She means east to west, north to south.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
All of creation is a result of your design and handiwork. I acknowledge you as the creator of the universe, and you are the light of my life. My strength lies in you as I pledge my allegiance to you, my Lord and Master. Amen.
Amen. A little help for my wife there, a little geographical confusion, but our hearts were in prayer. Well, it's a joy to share these messages with you. She did refer in the first paragraph to a photo collage that is on our website today, July 24th, 2006, or if you are hearing the podcast any other day, just back up to that particular date in our archives. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Our ministry is simply called Daily Encouragement Net. Have a couple of other resources up on the web today. A song that comes to mind that really blesses my heart and has for many, many years in regard to the glorious work of our Creator is "How Great Thou Art." And I actually have a local church audio version of it up that's just a click to an MP3 file. Also have some links to some helpful sites that affirm the biblical view of creation. One is called Answers in Genesis, and the other is called the Creation Research Society. There are links that go directly to them. As I poked around a little bit and recalled Max Lucado's story, I actually found the story on the web. It's not quite like I remembered it, so whether it's slightly edited or what, but it's very similar. There's a link to that as well on the website called inspiredgrowth.org. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and encourage in your walk with the Lord.